Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today on a Wednesday. The penultimate edition of Tough Enough took place last night. Finals are next week. As expected last night, Tanner was eliminated from the show. We are down to Amanda, Sarah Lee, Josh, and ZZ. And I not only have a report today on the program of last night's Tough Enough, but I'm going to be giving you a report on the very, very, in fact, more interesting edition of Tough Talk, which aired after the Tough Enough program last night. So we're going to talk about that today. Should mention, by the way, that aside from all of the other news, including NXT TakeOver, we've got SummerSlam Raw ratings, we have a brand new fight for Filthy Tom Lawler, as well as a press release regarding the very strange occurrence on Sunday of Delirious speaking English during the G1 finals. We are going to be joined in about 20, 25 minutes by Kyle Kingsbury, former UFC fighter. We'll be talking in. We were joined by Seth Petruzzelli yesterday, another former UFC fighter. Seth was great on the show. So Kyle has got a high standard to live up to on the program today. But we are going to be joined by him to talk about mixed martial arts pro wrestling. He's a good friend of Filthy Tom Lawler, who is, in fact, got a fight coming up. He'll be facing Fabio Maldonado in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Coming up, Tom Lawler versus Fabio Maldonado. Obviously, we'll be talking with Filthy Tom about that a lot in the coming weeks, since Filthy Tom is a regular weekly contributor to WrestlingObserver.com. And after the break, we plug the members-only site all the time. I'll tell you how you can listen in to some of the members-only shows free. All of that, plus news, Mike Sempervivi, and more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, this is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. Did you know that Beatles biographer Bob Spitz has said that the gig the Beatles played on December the 27th, 1960 in Litherland Town Hall near Liverpool was the first show where the Beatles really became the Beatles? Find out why that Christmastime gig that paid the princely sum of just £6 provided an early foreshadowing of the Beatles becoming the biggest band in the world. Join me at focusonrock.com and I'll tell you the full story.
Musicians, it's back to school time at Guitar Center. Guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Time to get the school gear you really want. This weekend, we're giving you a huge student discount. And you don't even need to be a student. Save up to 25% off qualifying products. Get deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99. D'Addario electric guitar strings, 10 sets for $29. Concert ukuleles, only $79. Or Toka djembe drums, just $25. Don't miss Guitar Center's back to school savings, now through Sunday.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with a power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I know, Mike, that you made the decision a long time ago not to watch Tough Enough, and that, my friend, is to your detriment. This show, I love this show now. I'm actually sad it's over next week. This week, as expected, they cut Tanner. He was the MMA fighter. He was the best athlete. He won all of the challenges. But he had no personality whatsoever.
Great beard, good jawline, terrible personality.
Good-looking young fella. Finally explains, after all this time, that when he was growing up, he was constantly bullied by his brothers. And he said that his father was the tough love type. And he said that he grew up learning to hide all of his emotions. And really, if you're an MMA fighter, the whole gimmick is you should not sell. You don't want your opponent to know that you're worried, concerned, hurt. It's good to have that stone face. Unfortunately, that stone face is the exact opposite of what you want in pro wrestling. So he ended up getting cut. And on the post show, Daniel Bryan pretty much flat out said, "I almost saved you, dude. I really like you. I think that you should be here as opposed to ZZ. But the fans got me to where I am today, and so I put my faith in them." And then he kind of laughed, like, what an idiot I turned out to be. So Tanner is gone, and they had Tanner. Here are the things about the show. Forget the actual
Now, wait. Before you go on here, I do want to say, even though I didn't watch the craptastic affair known as Tough Enough, I have been checking out the post show, which is far more entertaining than the show itself.
Yes, the most important things about the post show, and the post show is way more important than last night's Tough Enough for a lot of reasons. First off, we haven't talked about this on the show, but on Raw Monday, Kevin Dunn, who is the director, decided that he was going to hold a camera shot for a long, long time on a sign in the crowd that said, "Fat Owens Fat." This is not the first reference to Kevin Owens being fat. Kevin Owens is ridiculed. I don't know if ridiculed is the right word. It is constantly brought up. There are storylines about it. There are references to it by the other performers. And now they're zooming in on Fat Owens Fat signs. It is no mystery that they are not pleased with the physical shape that Kevin Owens is in. And one of the guys who has gotten on him as a performer is Randy Orton, who is a man who has been in cosmetic shape his entire career. It was so fascinating on the Tough Talk show last night to see them spend at least 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, getting on ZZ about the fact that he's not in shape. And Daniel Bryan even mentioned, it's not even so much that you're fat, because there have been a lot of fat performers in WWE. But WWE is about a lifestyle. And I was there as every single one of these competitors was in the gym busting their ass, and you were hardly training at all. Paige got on the guy. The Miz got on the guy. Byron Saxton got on the guy. Every one of the other performers got on the guy. They're all on the guy because it's not even so much that he's fat, as Brian noted, but there is an expectation that you will try. That you will try to get into better shape. It's a cosmetic television.
Put forth the effort.
Yes, put forth the effort. 20 minutes they spent on him. So, the issue is not that Kevin Owens is fat. The issue is more that when Kevin Owens showed up, he was in better shape, and then he got a big push, and he beat John Cena, and he ended up fatter afterwards. And in WWE, every single one of the performers is going through the same thing. They're all dealing with this being a cosmetic business. And so it's a lot more understandable why they fixate on Kevin Owens' weight after you watch this episode of Tough Talk and you see that every single solitary person is getting on this guy, not just for his workout regimen, but on the one day that they all got to have a cheat day, and for everybody else, their cheat day was sushi, he went to Burger King.
They tried to act like he didn't remember.
Yeah, they're very clearly trying to break ZZ. I think they're 90% of the way there. I mean, there's no way that ZZ is beating Josh. Josh is beating ZZ in the voting now.
They're not going to break him there.
What do you mean they're not going to break him there?
They can't break ZZ there. Now, where they look, if he were to win
this
thing,
they break him in the Performance Center, yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing. If he were to win, they would break him so fast in the Performance Center, it wouldn't even be funny because he's got things to fall back on. As far as breaking him on the show, he's too savvy. He knows too much, and they point that out. And it is—I mean, it's been obvious from the jump of his, you know, slyness, and he knows exactly how to play ZZ. He's been doing it for so long, and we all know how to play ourselves to a certain extent. But he is a professional reality show actor. He just that's basically what he is. He's got some other stuff going on, but that's what he is. So he's savvy enough to play the game. Where it is disappointing is what, and they did jump on him for a long time, but Daniel Bryan made the most sense, and he probably said what most people would think, which is you have all of this stuff that most people will never have when it comes to personality and when it comes to presence and all that stuff. And you had 9 weeks. All you had to do was drop a couple pounds and really, again, really, if you say you want this, all you got to do is really act like you want it when it comes to running on a treadmill or you know, doing your cardio exercises, no matter what they may be. That's all you had to do. And he's actually gone out of his way not to do it. And he brought up, you know, everybody brings up when it comes to like Kevin Owens, Dusty Rhodes' physique. And Kevin Owens has got a long history of wrestling that he has on his resume. Dusty Rhodes went 60 minutes and 90 minutes with Harley Race in the heat of Florida. So, you know, and do you have to do that anymore? No, but you have to at least put forth some effort because there still is a thing that, you know, wind matters. And wind actually does matter no matter how long the match goes because you don't want to get tired and drop somebody on their head or their neck. And again, this is stuff where people think, well, they're jumping on ZZ. There's where there's a real line of truth into, you know, a show which is, you know, pretty much all nonsense. There is that big kernel of truth right there, which is fat tire guy, you know, dropping man on neck on national TV. Not good.
Laura here says that I would bet ZZ is in better shape than Brian and Mike. Two things here. Number one, if he was, it doesn't matter because neither Mike or myself are trying to get a job with WWE. And number two, I would put $5,000. I would bet $5,000 that I'm in better shape than ZZ. And I'm 40 and I do a radio show. $5,000 if anybody would like to fly me to the Performance Center to run some drills with ZZ. But again.
Seven years ago, I would have said I was in better shape than ZZ, but I gave up. But I will. I'll put $5,000 down on Brian being in better shape than ZZ.
All right, it's $10,000 right there that we'll put down on this. But it's all beside the point. It doesn't matter. So that was the ZZ deal. The other big story coming out of Tough Talk was that Amanda.
Oh, my.
Amanda. Ooh. Accused Sarah Lee of being a rat. As soon as she said a rat, Paige almost did a flip. She leaped so high she almost landed on the judge's table. She screamed and she grabbed her head. Everybody is as awkward and uncomfortable as can be.
Yeah, I'm going to send you pictures to retweet.
They start getting on Amanda to describe to the world what a ring rat is. Amanda, who, by the way, she's trying to claim she's a nice girl, and she doesn't even want to swear, but she's willing to call this girl a ring rat. She's kind of trying, well, you know, a groupie for wrestlers, blah, 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 blah. Suffice to say, I know some people think this line was fed to her. WWE was not happy with this line. Their social media department was told immediately, scrub all references to ring rat. Do not mention the term ring rat. We don't want to see ring rat anywhere. We'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I should demand sponsorship money for this, but my sister-in-law, who also, by the way, is in better shape than ZZ, she's a professional dancer, swears by this Blue Goo, says it's amazing. We have tweeted out at Brian Alvarez, as well as at Sempervive, some shots of Sara Lee's face upon being accused of being a rat. And what's funny on the show is Sara Lee's going, well, you know, Amanda goes, I should be the winner because I am a diva. I am everything that a diva is all about. I am beautiful and gorgeous. Sara Lee is very nice. She's more like the girl next door. It's like, in what neighborhood? Like, in what neighborhood is Sara Lee the girl next door? Because I'll move.
apparently in the neighborhood where Dana Brooke and all these other girls sashay down the road, and you know, I'm sure wherever this place is, Chrisley's got a house next to it, and they'll have a show on USA.
Sure. This guy here is also tweeting out photos of Sarah Lee hanging out with NXT stars. She's with another girl and Mojo Rawley here in this photograph here. He is
scandalous.
It's proof, he says, that she's a rat. Maybe this guy doesn't know what a rat is.
I was just not hanging out
with a wrestler does not make you a rat.
Especially when you want to be a wrestler and you're training with them. But that's why I actually at first wondered, like, does she know, like, you know, one of those Princess Bride type deals? It's like, you know, do you know what that word means, sort of thing, of like, did she actually know? And then, like, they were quizzing her on it, and I actually for a minute thought she's got actually no clue what that means, and she just dogged her out on national TV.
It's possible that somebody said, hey, that would be really funny, tough talk, is to call her a rat, but it's not someone from the WWE production side.
I, you know, and Sarah Lee, well, she's just trying to get in my head after, I don't know. It just was absolutely, this was not Christy Hemme, the whole,
oh,
you know,
God, no.
Drive
no,
a truck
no,
through
no, no.
deal, you know, on SmackDown or whatever it was. But this was, it truly was a jaw dropper. And one of those things, if you have the network, you can fast forward through most of the stuff with ZZ. You can imagine what it was
no,
like.
No, you should watch it. It is eye opening.
I guess so.
It's nothing you don't know, but it's interesting to see every single WWE employee, including Byron Saxton, harping on the guy for the same thing.
And then the lead in into, and again, the reactions, Paige is like a can of Red Bull in a sports bra. She's all over the place. But Daniel Bryan and Miz's reactions.
She is all over the place.
Just ridiculous. But you know, the Miz and Daniel Bryan's reactions to the whole thing actually make it.
Got to read a couple of other notes here before we get Kyle Kingsbury on. I was delivered this press release regarding Delirious, Mike. As you're well aware, Delirious was in Japan, and on Saturday or Sunday or whatever it was, he delivered a speech in English. A lot of people were unaware that Delirious could even speak English.
I did not know what to think.
Well, I'll tell you what to think.
I thought there was like a second audio programming thing on New Japan World that I hit it, and it's like it was Mauro Ranallo doing some sort of wacky announcer voice and trying to transcribe things for Delirious. I had no clue that was him, and I had no clue how this something like this could possibly happen.
Well, according to this, as we all know, and I didn't know this, but now I know, Delirious has a unique form of tachyphemia, causing an incoherent and rapid speech pattern. Recently in Tokyo, Japan, Delirious was on legally prescribed medication, slowing down his erratic rhythm and rapid thought process. Although Delirious's syntax and grammar remains poor, Delirious was able to learn the appropriate English lines necessary to convey his message to a wide audience. Delirious is not, and never was, unintelligent. In fact, Delirious has a legitimate IQ of 144. He just happens to suffer from a disorder that clutters his speech and accelerates his thoughts and physical body language. Through proper medication and coaching, Delirious delivered his message in Tokyo with calmness and indecipherable English. We are proud of Delirious! What a nice message!
I am glad they cleared that up.
Yeah. I'm amazed it is a man who has accelerated thought process, he is able to book in such a slow and methodical manner. It's very impressive.
Well, that's, I don't know if he's got some guy named Hunter helping him. This Delirious person, I think, has got some assistance from some others there. Although maybe he's on the medication here too, when he's behind closed doors in an office, and then when he enters into the realm of the ring, just something overtakes him, and it's like a panic attack almost. And this what was it called, quadratrachophenia, whatever it was, whatever he has, then just suddenly comes out, and it's something he can't control.
Tachyphemia. Some more news notes. We've got the full card for TakeOver this weekend. We have Finn Balor, Kevin Owens in a ladder match. Blake and Murphy against the VOD Villains in a tag title match. Sasha Banks versus Bayley for the women's title. Jushin Liger, or as Ryan from Cumberland prefers to refer to him, Thunder Liger, against Tyler Breeze. Samoa Joe versus Baron Corbin. Carmella versus Eva Marie. Live, I might add.
Ooh.
Apollo Crews versus Ty Dillinger. Becky Lynch and versus Charlotte versus Dana versus Emma. Bull Dempsey versus Elias Sampson and Chad Gable, Jason Jordan, Dash Wilder, and Scott Dawson against Enzo Amore, Colin Cassidy, Zack Ryder, and Mojo Rawley. They're actually going to do a 90-minute television taping, and then they're going to go live with TakeOver. So some of these matches, in fact, now that I think about it, probably Eva Marie versus Carmella will actually be taped if they need to edit them. And then I guess, looking at this, Carmella versus Eva Marie all the way down to the 8-man is probably going to be the 90-minute television taping. And then everything from Samoa Joe upwards will be NXT TakeOver. So that is the card for Saturday's live show as well as the television taping for next week's NXT. And Mike, you'll be interested to hear, when UFC began this new deal with all of the sponsors being removed and Reebok / Adidas, whatever you want to call, since they're owned by the same company, apparently.
Yeah.
We've seen some people that have left UFC and gone to Bellator, and the feeling is that there will be more. Well, I believe this is the first person now who has left Bellator to come to the UFC. Tamden McCrory has re-signed with UFC.
The Barn Cat.
They had offered him a Bellator middleweight title shot in order to re-sign, and he turned them down. He went back to the UFC, and he said, "I left a title shot in Bellator to come to the UFC. If I wanted to win that belt, I could have stayed and done it, but I wanted to be back in the sport of MMA, not the MMA entertainment business." Strong words from the Barn Cat.
He didn't want to work a fight against Kimbo, obviously.
Wow, Mike. Do I need to hang up on you like I hang up on Ryan?
It can't be done.
I know it can't be done. I can put a ball gag in your mouth. Anyway, also we've got this Raw rating for Monday. And they were down to 3.77 million viewers from 3.83. So the moral of the story is Raw should run in Everett, Washington every week.
Absolutely. Yeah, but then we wouldn't have Brock Lesnar every week either because he wasn't on that one.
That's true.
We would get Daniel Bryan a lot
more. So think about
that.
Think about how strong that Raw rating in Everett was, given there was no Brock Lesnar or John Cena on that show. It had to have been Everett and Craig and myself.
Brian, wait a second. It was not in Everett, Washington. It was in Seattle, Washington. That's what WWE told me.
You know what's so funny about that is it was, in fact, in Everett. And they taped Superstars, and then they aired Raw. And for 3 full hours, every single time they put a graphic on the screen or every single time somebody mentioned the city, they said Everett. Or I'm sorry, this is Seattle. So then, if you went onto the WWE Network and you watched the Superstars tapings that they taped before Raw, that is described as taking place in Everett, everywhere. So Everett is okay for Superstars. It's not okay for Raw.
Literally,
the show moved in the middle of the show.
B shows and B towns, brother.
It's crazy. It was moving as Superstars was taping. It was actually in the middle of driving the 20 miles from Everett to Seattle as Superstars was going on. So they arrived in Seattle in time for Raw.
It's a different world up there you got going on.
That is undoubtedly true. We're going to be joined soon by Kyle Kingsbury, and I'm interested in talking to Kyle because Kyle and Tom Lawler are good friends. And Kyle Kingsbury, and granted this was 3 years ago, Kyle Kingsbury faced Fabio Maldonado, who was, at the time, this was 2011, he beat Fabio in that match via unanimous decision. And now, 3 years later, Fabio Maldonado is facing his buddy Filthy Tom Lawler. So I'm going to want to get a breakdown of what we've got there in that fight.
And Kyle's fought them both.
That's right. Yeah, he has, in fact, lost to Filthy Tom via decision in the Ultimate Fighter 8 finale. So, yeah, we'll talk to him about that as well.
That and Mind Expansion.
Oh, yeah, he's a Mind Expansion guy?
I believe he is, so we're going to find out about that as well, too.
I couldn't believe that Art Bell
mm-hmm.
had Joe Rogan on his show on Monday. It's quite the catch.
It does not surprise me at all, though, that Joe Rogan would be have a know something about Art Bell enough to appear on his show.
He used to listen to him all the time, he said.
Absolutely. I could absolutely see that with Joe Rogan.
That's right. So we're going to be joined by Kyle Kingsbury. No phone calls here today, everybody. We'll pick up phone calls.
Imagine if he ended up on the Richard Hoagland show.
I wish he would end up on the Richard. I wish anybody would. That's honest to God, I love that show. I love that show. Okay, head to a break, everybody. Back in just a moment with Kyle Kingsbury, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait,
what? 50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Tom's friend Kyle, as he was introduced to me a while ago. Kyle Kingsbury's on the air. Kyle, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
Not too bad. As it was WrestleMania weekend, I think it was, and Filthy Tom is there, and he's just like, this is my buddy Kyle. That's all he says, my buddy Kyle. Now, I should have known because you're about 10 feet tall, but you started talking about training, and you went to the bathroom or something, and I was like, Tom, does your buddy fight? Tom goes, it's Kyle Kingsbury, you idiot. And I was like, oh, how about that? Is it true? Now, he sent me a picture of you a little while ago, and he's like, do you recognize my buddy Kyle now? And I was kind of like, no, not really. Do you change your look regularly, or am I just a complete idiot? And feel free to say that I'm a complete idiot.
No. I definitely change the look a lot. Sometimes I take it all off and just shave everything. Sometimes I grow the mammoth beard out. Sometimes I have long hair. I just get fed up with my own face, I think, a little too often. So I just switch it up quite a bit.
Well, do you change up your ears? Like, do you take them out and put them back in like Mr. Potato Head? I'm trying to figure out how Brian couldn't figure out that you might be a fighter.
I knew he was a fighter.
You might have seen the good side of my face. I have some cauliflower on one side that's not too bad, and then I have the hideous cauliflower on the other side that's pretty obvious.
Is it better or worse than Tom's cauliflower?
Oh, it's much better. Even my bad side's better than Tom's cauliflower. His is gnarly.
I think Tom, like, hits himself in the ears on a regular basis to build these things up even more. They're very impressive.
They are impressive, but that's the difference between being a collegiate wrestler and just some bum high school wrestler that got into fighting.
Wow.
The man's so filthy he gave himself staff just to make himself feel tougher. Is that what you're trying to say?
Speaking of filthy, those MRSA pics of his face were out of control.
You know what's amazing about that was he had told me about his staff, and he'd sent me the pictures. And I took one look at that picture, and I was like, dude, there's no way you're fighting. Like, look at that. And, I mean, he was better. It seriously was like within 7 days. Like, it was gone. It was kind of amazing how quickly he healed from the staff infection.
Well, the thing about that is they give you some pretty heavy-duty antibiotics to wipe everything out. And it's great because it saves your life, but and you don't have your face eaten in half. But, you know, there's a fair deal of our cardio and the energy we get that comes from the good bacteria. And so when you wipe all that out, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, and they just say, oh, man, I feel like crap, you know, and they're telling their coaches this, and myself included when I was still fighting. Take a good course of antibiotics, and all of a sudden your cardio is gone. So I was really worried that he was going to gas in his fight, but that wasn't the case at all. He looked great going in the second round and was able to finish a very tough John Volante.
Now, I never even bothered to ask him this, and he did look great going to the second round, but do you think at the end of the day that the course of antibiotics in the week or week and a half that he had to slow down because of that staph infection, I mean, this was within a month of the fight, if I recall correctly. I mean, do you think, I don't know if you'd ever even say it, but do you think that had any effect on the fight at all?
No question. Every single thing that happens in the camp has an effect on the fight. And your mental status, how that plays into your mental status affects the fight too. If you think, man, you know, I'm really tired in training and, you know, you get nervous about it and you're saying, oh, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, then that affects you negatively. If the same thing happens to you, and your cardio goes in the tank, and you just say, you know what, screw it. I'm going to go out there and knock this guy out. Then it's worked positively in your favor, right? So it really, I mean, there's an impact. There's no question there's an impact. But it's what you do with that and how you step into the cage on fight night that determines if it's going to be a positive or a negative.
Now, you have lost a decision to Filthy Tom, and you have also beaten Fabio Maldonado via decision. So according to MMA math, Tom Lawler should beat Fabio Maldonado fairly handily in their fight that's upcoming. However, this was 3 years ago, and both men have evolved. I know he's your buddy, but how do you break down this announced fight with Filthy Tom and Fabio Maldonado?
I absolutely love the fight for Tom. Fabio's a great guy. He's got a really good guillotine, too. So, thankfully, Tom, being a southpaw, he's able to attack a single leg and not stick his neck out there the way I kept doing when I was taking Fabio down. So I don't think he's going to have to pay too much attention to that. Obviously, you know, being a short and stocky physique is going to help him as well in defending neck chokes. But I see him, you know, Tom's a much better boxer, much better wrestler than I am. And, you know, Fabio likes to trade a lot. That's something that I was just watching that fight again the other day of myself and him. And I was able to connect quite a bit more than I remembered. Obviously, he blasted me in the third round and took my eye out of the socket, is what it looked like. But I think Tom matches up very, very well against Fabio, and a lot better than I did. I think with his ability to box and move his head and create angles, you know, he's not going to take as much damage from Fabio as I did. And he's, again, his ability to take Fabio down and coming from that southpaw position, he's going to really protect himself while he's able to take him down.
As you noted, you are no longer fighting your last fight, UFC on Fox, Patrick Cummins. This was July of 2014, so it's been about a year now. What factored into the decision to hang it up? What have you been doing lately? Are you happy with the decision? You scored very well in the significant other category, so life can't be that bad. What are your thoughts on how this has all gone down?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Do you guys have a week to talk? Let's just extend this podcast for a couple of days here.
Well, we could just we'll have you on every week, and we'll just go 1 year at a time.
Yeah, we'll just go through the bullet points. Let me go through the bullet points. Let's see here. First and foremost, and I always like to tell the fans this because there's some articles about, and I'll get into the. Just a touch on the psychedelics. Obviously, this is a family show, so I'm not going to talk about breaking the law because I've never broken the law here. When I lost to Manoah, that was my third loss in a row and the second time I had fractured my orbital bone. So first being Fabio Maldonado, second being Manoah. Manoah also fractured my eyebrow. So, you know, there's a couple things that go into that. One, the losing. Nobody likes, you know, you're either the hammer or the nail. Nobody likes being the nail. I had always said that if I ever was a 500 fighter at any level, I would hang it up because this ain't baseball. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't go back in the locker room and throw ice on your shoulder and say, hey, we'll get him next time. I mean, when you lose, you get smoked. That's a little different than just having a guy lay on you. You know, I mean, when I lost to Stefan Bonner, I didn't think twice about it. I knew that he was better on the ground. I knew that I had made some technical mistakes, and I knew I could improve upon that. But getting just annihilated by Glover Teixeira and then, having a close fight with Manoah, but still taking the damage that I did, you know, I really had to sit and think, hey, is it worth it? Is it worth getting, you know, table scraps financially and still needing a second job, which I've been working and bouncing the entire time I was in the UFC? You know, is the juice worth the squeeze? And so a lot of those things were going through my mind. And then at the time, I had been introduced to ayahuasca, which is a tea from the Amazon. It's completely organic, two plants and water, and they're boiled down for about a day long. And it's a very specific process, so obviously I'm simplifying it and doing it injustice. But it's one of the most transformative things that I've ever done in my life. And in that, a certain peace has come about. So factor in the losses, factor in the damage done, factor in the fact that I'm really not making much money at all and I still need to work nights. And then also factor in this new perspective change and kind of a different outlook on life. Fighting became less important to me than it had in the past. I think any fighter, and I always say this, I don't want to paint the picture that fighters are damaged goods, but on some level, in order to step in there at the highest level, you're willing to get hit in the face just so you can hit someone else in the face. Like, you want to crush somebody, and that's a burning desire deep within you to hurt someone. And if you don't have that, you have no business in fighting. You can do any other sport, but to be in combatives, you got to want to crush someone that's staring across from you. And at some point, through ayahuasca and meditation and just growing as a person, that just kind of left me. I can't tell you when it was. I've done ayahuasca 12 times now. I even traveled to Central and South America for over a month and had some ceremonies down there for a while. It definitely changed me as a person. I don't know which exact one it was or anything like that, but things were factors.
Why that one for your introspection? How did you get turned on to it? How did you find out about it? And why that one as opposed to maybe something else?
Well, I'll tell you right now. I was turned on to it. I had a friend who went to Peru, and he said, hey, have you ever heard of this stuff? He texted me the name, and I was like, what? What are you talking about? I was like, no, I haven't heard of it. And I'm thinking, like, why are you? It was almost like smug. Like, why are you telling me about this? I don't need to know about this stupid thing. And he's like, Google it. And the first thing that comes up, it is the apex of teacher plants. So people might say, well, what the hell is a teacher plant or the apex or this kind of thing? It's basically the top of the heap. It's the pinnacle of all psychedelics. And the reason they call it that is because it simply is. It's simply something that You know, when people think of a hallucinogen, and I use that word, you know, facetiously, people think, oh, you're watching something on a movie screen that isn't real. And it's usually, it could be anything. Could be a dragon, could be some fairies, whatever BS that you're watching, it's just that. It's fake, it's not personal, and you hope that in doing that, that it's positive and that it's not too scary, right? That's somebody from the outside with no experience. But somebody from the inside with experience will say, every single thing you see on ayahuasca is for you. And whether you can figure it out or not, it has purpose. It has meaning. So whether I'm talking to a dragon or a dead relative or a snake tells me things about my past, it's all personal and it's all with purpose. It's not, there are no mistakes. And what you're given is very much for yourself. And I'll just give a quick example because obviously I'm rambling a little bit here. But my very, very first vision on my very first ceremony, you're laying down. You have about a Dixie cup worth of tea or two, and you can purge a lot. And in the purge is not fun. You puke quite a bit. It's not an easy thing. This is not a recreational deal where you just drink this tea and get high and have a good time. There's a lot of work you got to put into it to get something out of it. But basically, after I purged, I laid back down and I closed my eyes. And within a second, I was Natasha, my beautiful wife and wife-to-be, I should say. We're going to get married here in a couple weeks. But I was her and I was staring at me. And in any psychedelic experience, people will tell you that time is slowed down or sped up. 30 seconds can feel like an eternity. So I relived every single argument we've ever had. Except I was her. I was short. I had the hair, the nice breasts. I was looking up at me, screaming in my face. But every single thing that was coming out of my mouth as Natasha were the words that Kyle could understand, if that makes sense. And so when I snapped out of this, I was blown away. I was in tears. And I realized that every moment that we were arguing was just miscommunication. Every single time we didn't see things on the same page. It wasn't her being a nag. It wasn't her trying to not let me have fun with my friends. It wasn't any of those presumptions that I had had. It was us not seeing eye to eye for various reasons. But in the end, I understood her intention and all those things. It was love. And that drew me closer to her than anything on any therapy could ever do, any counseling, any open talk or communication could ever do. That changed the way that I view our relationship, and it made me a better partner for her.
Well, Kyle, stand by. We're actually up at a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure
foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit. But you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Kyle Kingsbury at KingsBU. If you want to follow him on Twitter, that's at KingsBU. And the lovely Natasha that he was talking about is Natasha Wicks, UFC ring girl. So he did all right for himself.
Greatest hair in the history of UFC ring women.
Yeah, she's something else. So we're going to try and get Kyle back on maybe even next week. We got so much stuff to talk to him about that we barely even scratched the surface. And trust me, he's got a lot more to say. But excellent job today. That's at KingsBU. If you want to follow him on Twitter. And I should note, by the way, before we go, that if you are a listener and you don't have an opportunity to hear any of the members-only shows because you're not a subscriber, we had Totally Free Tuesday yesterday. If you go to WrestlingObserver.com, every show that we did for members yesterday, and we had three of them, all available as free downloads. And in fact, if you go to iTunes and search Wrestling Observer or Figure Four Daily, you can grab them on iTunes as well. We have you can podcast all the shows, the free shows, the members-only shows as well. Most people use Downcast to grab the members-only shows. But if you've not got a chance to hear the Brian and Vinny show or Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave Meltzer, free downloads right now at WrestlingObserver.com as well as on iTunes. So head up there and check that out. And if you like what you hear, that's a sample of what you get every day. Not to mention 7,000 shows in the archives. So check out WrestlingObserver.com for more. We're back every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And if you missed any part of today's show, it's going to replay live at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Yes, a live replay. 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, so check that out on Sports Byline USA. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, callers, listeners, Kyle Kingsbury. We'll talk to you again next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.